So I'm here with Dave-O after a 1-0 home defeat against Bemerton in the quarterfinal of the Russell Coates Cup. Dave-O, quarterfinal, obviously you must be disappointed to go out of the cup competition at this stage, but also the manner of the performance for you. I know you pride yourself on your performances. It certainly wasn't up to your normal standard tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a, you know, all too familiar situation in cups. At latter stages of cups, we get ourselves into good, you know, good positions in the cups. And I know we make changes. I mean, we made five, six changes today from the lineup. We gave opportunities to several. And, you know, by and large, not many people took it. So, hugely disappointing. But, you know, good luck to Bemerton. I thought they gave it a good go. They dug in and stayed in the game. You know, we had a lot of good chances. They created a few half-decent chances in the second half, to be fair. But, you know, the game should have been put to bed in the first half. There's no doubt about it.
And having said that, though, you started the game, like I think I've said it before, like an absolute steam train. I mean, within the first minute, Pat had, I would call it a one-on-one, but a good chance inside the 18-yard box that could have finished for 1-0. And then as the half went on, you had several great chances to take the lead and go in at half-time, obviously a goal to the good, or maybe even two or three to the good.
Yeah, without doubt, we should have been well ahead, or certainly a real strong foothold in the game. And we weren't. You know, credit to them for that. They've dug in. But I think a lot of it was to do with bad finishing as much as anything. I don't think we really did what we needed to do in front of goal. And it, I said at half time, it's going to come back to haunt you. You know, something happened. You know, they might nick one or whatever. And that's what happened. You know, we didn't put the chances away. They dug in, got, you know, weathered the storm, so to speak. And ultimately, they've won the game.
Yeah, and to be fair to you again, second half you come out, first 10 minutes, I thought you were excellent again. Great balls into the box, a few more chances created, and as you say, you didn't take those chances, and they came here and did exactly what they wanted to do. They came and did, in my opinion, a great job. They came and sat in, they defended well, they tried to hit you on the break. They had one or two half chances, in all fairness, before the goal, and then they've got a late penalty, which I don't know if it's dubious or not, but they've got a late penalty, and obviously with 10 minutes to go and a goal down, you find yourself chasing the game.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they did. I thought they did do a good job, a good away job in a cup. You know, they dug in and tried to catch us on a break. They had a few good chances. They got some good players. You know, Griffin's a good player. Joyce is a good player. You know, they've got Blake's a good player, central midfield. Them three are excellent players. You know, but they're certainly sort of Southern League level, if not higher at times. Some at times that they're very good players. So, you know, Kempe's got done well to get hold of them. They're, you know, they're sort of trusted players for him who sort of follow him around. So, yeah, you know, they got some good players and they used them and nicked the goal.
Yeah, and obviously, I suppose you could argue that the bigger picture is obviously the league. You've had a great half, first half of the season, 32 points. Great to come out the new year with 4 points off the back of two games, and you look to go into the Royston game away on Saturday, you know, flying high really in terms of form. But it'll still be a disappointment to yourself in terms of crashing out of a cup competition.
Yeah, it was a disappointment. It's not the end of the world. We've lost a game where we've made several changes. You can see the level of importance that we put on it in terms of, you know, the number that we had. You know, we had no Zach involved at all today, no Rob Carr at all involved, no Josh Francis, no Ben Toy. You know, there was three or four that we left on the bench. So it was a mix and match side, but you know, we should have had enough to win the game. And in fairness, we did do enough to win the game. We missed a lot of chances. And ultimately we've been undone by what was a dubious penalty. You know, I did see a nudge in fairness, but no one appealed for it. And usually players, you know, the players that get the decisions are the ones that kind of give you the big answer. And not many of them said it. In fact, none of them said anything. And the referee, I thought he'd blown for a free kick to us, if I'm honest. But yeah. They got the penalty, slotted it away well. We've gone up the other end, in fairness, and I thought we had a real strong claim for a pen ourselves. And you think that where the ref must have known it was a little bit dubious, you think that he would have probably evened it up with a pen that looked, I wouldn't say cast iron, but it looked like, you know, it looked like a reasonable shout. I thought he might have given that, and then we'd probably been 1-1, and it would have gone to penalty shootout anyway, which was probably the right thing to do. I don't think they deserve to win the game. I'm not saying we deserve to win the game. We created a fair bit. We missed some good chances, and they defended well. I thought it was a good game, to be fair. A good game of football without us playing particularly well. I thought it was a good, you know, a decent game and a good advert for the Russell Coates Cup, I thought.
Yeah, and in terms of Saturday, going into Royston, obviously you come off the back of your 6-1 win at the weekend, and then again you've created a number of chances tonight, and again you can take that form into Saturday as well. So it's an opportunity for you to go to a team that's flying high. I think they've won the last 13, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, it's a daunting task, so to speak, but you can look at it that way. You can look at it as an exciting one. It's a game that we can go and try and enjoy, try and spoil their party, and see if we can be the ones that break that great winning run. You know, I'm not scared. We're not scared of them as a team. We'll go there full of confidence. The pressure's on them to win the game. They're the ones that need the points desperately, to maintain that gap from Farnborough and the chasing pack. So, yeah, we'll give it a good go. Totally respect them. Steve Castle's a good manager. He's been there a long time, and you know, this is his season where he needs to get him up, and he's doing a good job of getting close to that. So we'll see what happens. We'll look forward to it. We'll train hard before then and see what we can do.
Well, best of luck for Saturday. Just any final thoughts on obviously Bamerton at all?
Yeah, I want to wish them well, because I've got a lot of time for Graham Kemp. I think he's a real nice fella. And I think he's done a good job wherever he's been. He was a bit unlucky in a few times. He got jobs, you know, higher than the Wessex League. But he's doing a good job over at Bemerton. He's assembled some good players. And I think they play the game the right way. You know, they try and pass it when they can. They, you know, they give it a good go. As I said, they did sit back a bit and sort of soaked it up and hit us on a break. But, you know, there wasn't no silly tackles, no, you know, stupid shouting and things like that sometimes happen at that level. And you know, it was a decent game. So I wish them well. I hope they go on and win the cup and push on in the league.
Yeah, I think as you said, it was a good advert for the Russell Coates Cup tonight, and well played to both sides. Best of luck for Saturday, and obviously the cup game next Tuesday.
Cheers,
as well.
Mate. Cheers.